More than 1,000 Chinese activists, lawyers, and scholars have written an open letter to President Hu Jintao urging the release of political prisoners and greater media freedoms before a key party meeting. In the U.S., Yahoo Inc. pleaded innocent earlier this week to charges of complicity in the case of a Chinese journalist imprisoned and tortured when Yahoo released information to the Chinese government. Morton Sklar is the executive director of the World Organization for Human Rights. He spoke to us about the situation.
I think it's urgently important that U.S. corporations like Yahoo recognize that the issue is not simply an issue of the government of China or other foreign governments committing human rights abuses. It's the responsibility of U.S. companies to do something about the problems as well and not be complicit in the abuses. Another company that faces the same problem is Cisco Systems. Cisco Systems has provided the government of China with routing information, with tools that allow them to keep track of internet communications and monitor them. China has an internet police force of, we're told, of 30 or 40,000 people keeping track of these communications on a daily basis. All of us share responsibility for the types of abuses that have been taking place in China because we're users of the same Yahoo and other company facilities. We are shareholders in the companies that carry out these policies. We have the ability to influence what they do. And when we do nothing, then we're complicit as well.